Part 4. Talks. Directions. You will hear a talk given by a single speaker. You will see three questions on each talk, each with four possible answers. Choose the best answer to each question and fill in the corresponding oval on your answer sheet. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
May I have your attention, please? Flight 43 for Caracas, scheduled for departure at 5 o'clock, has been delayed. It is now scheduled to depart 2 hours later than the originally scheduled time. In the meantime, all ticketed passengers for Flight 43 to Caracas are invited to enjoy a complimentary meal at the Skyview Restaurant. To receive your meal ticket, please show your boarding pass to the gate agent. Any passengers wishing to be rebooked on a different flight are asked to approach the ticket office on the other side of the main lounge. You will be asked to pick up your suitcases from the baggage claim area and recheck them when receiving your new boarding pass.
71. What time will the flight to Caracas leave? Seventy-two. What is offered to the passengers? 73. How can passengers take advantage of the offer? 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
Mayflower and Company, the area's newest and largest department store, will be celebrating its grand opening next Saturday. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. Free food and entertainment for the whole family will be provided. Take advantage of deep discounts on items in all store departments: home furnishings, office supplies, garden supplies, clothing, and more. Discounts will be in effect for 1 day only. This event will be held rain or shine from 8 in the morning until 8 in the evening. Free parking will be available all day, so come on down. Mayflower & Company is just 10 minutes from downtown, across the road from City Mall.
74. What place is opening? 75. When will the opening take place? 76. Where is this place? 77 through 79 refer to the following report.
Road conditions are dangerous out there, folks, so stay home and don't drive anywhere unless absolutely necessary. This morning's snowfall has already led to a 7-car accident near the train station. Schools are closed, and many businesses are as well. Snow is expected to continue falling throughout the afternoon and evening, and temperatures will remain chilly. The sky should start clearing toward morning, and tomorrow should be sunny and a good bit warmer.
77. What is the weather like? 78. How many cars were in the accident? 79. When will the weather change? 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
The City Center Theater announces that the Smith Brothers Circus is coming to town next month. The circus will be performing at the theater during the first week of August with 2 shows daily at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tickets are just $15 each and are available by calling 800-964-8434. Smith Brothers Circus will also be giving away a limited number of free tickets. To request your free ticket, simply send a postcard to the Smith Brothers in care of the theater. Include your name and address and a brief statement explaining why you love the circus. You could be one of the 25 lucky winners.
80. What are the tickets for? 81. How much do the tickets cost? 82. How can you get a free ticket? 83 through 85 refer to the following report.
The Riverside Park Elementary School was destroyed by fire last night. The fire was first reported by Ethel Rogers, owner of the corner bookstore located on the same block. As Ms. Rogers was leaving the store around 9 o'clock, she noticed smoke rising out of the school building and immediately notified authorities. Firefighters arrived on the scene within minutes and worked for 5 hours to put out the blaze. Fortunately, there were no injuries. All the school children and school staff had left the building several hours before the fire was noticed. The cause of the fire is under investigation.
83. What was destroyed by a fire? 84. What time was the fire reported? 85. Who was hurt in the fire? 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Attention passengers. Train 56 to Toronto will begin boarding in 3 minutes at gate 10. All passengers for train 56 to Toronto, please approach gate 10 now. First class passengers are asked to line up to the right of the gate and all other passengers to the left. This is an all-reserved train. Only passengers with reserved seats will be permitted to board. Please have a form of photo identification, such as a passport or driver's license, ready to show to the gate agent when you board. Also, please be aware that each passenger is allowed just one item of carry-on luggage, exclusive of coats and purses.
86. When can passengers get on the train? 87. What must passengers have to get on the train? 88. What are passengers not allowed to take on the train? 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
Good afternoon, and welcome to today's edition of Business Talks, the radio program that brings listeners information and ideas for the modern business person every afternoon from 1:15 until 2 o'clock. Our guest today is Dr. Jose Silva, author of the best-selling book Keeping Fit in the Office. Dr. Silva will talk with us about health and fitness issues facing office workers. After his talk, Dr. Silva will answer calls from you, our listeners. Call 756-9887 if you have a question for Dr. Silva. Following our program will be the up-to-the-minute news at 2 o'clock. And don't forget to tune in to tomorrow's Business Talks program when we will discuss banks and banking.
89. How long does the radio program last? 90. What will Dr. Silva talk about?
91. What will Dr. Silva do after his talk?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following news report.
The president met with world leaders in the capital city this afternoon to discuss the current economic situation. He will speak about the issues discussed at the meeting when he addresses the nation on TV tonight. Tomorrow, he flies to Tokyo, where he will begin his 3-week tour of Asia and Australia to promote his international economic program. After his return home, he will prepare for the International Conference on the Environment to take place next month.
92. What did the president do this afternoon? Where will the president go tomorrow? 94. How long will his trip last?
95 through 97 refer to the following recording.
Thank you for calling the State Street Bank. We're here to serve you. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. and Saturday from 8:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. For information on an existing checking or savings account, press 1. To open a new checking or savings account, press 2. To apply for a credit card, press 3. To get information about loans, press 4. For all other issues, press 5. To repeat this menu, press 0.
95. At which one of the following times is the bank open? 96. How can a customer find out the balance of his savings account? 97. What happens when a customer presses 0?
98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
All job seekers need a good strategy. The first thing to consider is where to look for jobs. In the past, people relied on newspaper ads, university career counseling offices, and employment agencies for job leads. These things still exist, but the best place to look for jobs is on the internet. It provides the most current and the widest range of job opportunities of all sorts. Online, you can find job listings in all fields, from education to medicine to engineering. There is something for everyone. When applying for a job, you need to have a good resume prepared. It is your most important tool, more important even than interview skills, university degrees, or work experience. It is the image you present.
98. According to the speaker, what is the best place to look for a job? 99. What kinds of jobs can be found in this place? 100. According to the speaker, what is a job seeker's most important tool?